Earl and the Cupcakes. Omar knocked on the kitchen door of Earl's house when he was eating lunch. He came into the kitchen and Earl was putting some pepper on one of his tomatoes. "What are you doing?" said Omar. "I'm adding a little spice to my small tomatoes. Would you like some?" Omar said, "Yes, I'm quite hungry." Earl said, "Omar, here, have one, but tell me why you're so sad." Omar said, "Earl, my dad is the chief chef at the castle. So one of my jobs is to deliver the cupcakes every morning to the castle, to the kitchen, which I've been doing. There are a lot of them, but recently when I delivered the tray of cupcakes, the cupcake clerk counted them and said that there was one missing. At first I thought the baker had not given me the correct number, but now for 3 days in a row a cupcake has been missing, and because of that my dad says that I can't have any cupcakes at home for dessert anymore, because I must be eating them."
"Oh, no," said Earl.
"But you haven't been eating cupcakes."
"No," said Omar. "But I can't figure out where the cupcakes are going. I have a slip from the baker, who says that he delivers 3 dozen, but when the cupcake clerk counts them, I'm right there at the castle. There are only 35.
One's gone. Maybe you dropped it."
"No," said Omar. "They're wrapped in a big cloth that's attached to the bottom of the pan. They couldn't fall out.
I don't know what to do."
"Well," said Earl, "tomorrow morning I'll go with you and I'll see if I can't figure out where it's gone missing." Omar brightened up. They agreed to meet at the baker's first thing in the morning. When Earl got to the baker's, Omar was already there and the baker had an elaborate 3-stack tray with a dozen cupcakes on each of the 3 levels. Before he covered it up, he showed Omar and Earl the cupcakes that were there, and they both agreed that all 36 cupcakes, ones with the pink sprinkles, the ones with the white icing, ones with cream on the inside, ones with little hearts shaped in red, the ones with stars, and the ones that were all chocolate, were all right there. The baker covered them up with the cloth, handed the package carefully to Omar, and off they went. Earl said he was going to walk a little bit behind him in case he could see somebody who would come up and take one. Omar went ahead, and they walked down through the market where Omar stopped, and one of the vegetable sellers gave him a few grapes. Earl watched very carefully to see whether the grape seller put his hand near the cupcakes, but he didn't. They walked on. They came to the guardhouse, where the guard made Earl turn around with his hands up to see if he had had any weapons on him. Another guard looked at the cupcakes to make sure there was not a knife hidden in it, and on they went. Earl wasn't so sure that the guards hadn't taken a cupcake, since he had to take his eyes off of them while he had spun around. Maybe then the guard had taken one. When they arrived at the kitchen door, they were let in and taken over to the cupcake section, where the cupcake junior clerk said hello to Omar and nodded for him to put the cupcakes down. The junior clerk then untied the fabric, and then, just before he lifted off the cloth cover, he tapped a little beat with his fingers on the table, making a tappity-tap-tap sound like a drum, and then pulled up the cloth like he was doing a magic trick and showing all the cupcakes at once. And as he did so, the cupcake head clerk came around. "Okay," said the head clerk, "let's see what we have here." And he counted the cupcakes on the top row, then the second row, and then the third row. But he frowned as he looked at the bottom row, and then he counted them again, but this time he counted them out loud. There were 12 on the top row, and 12 on the second row, but 11 on the bottom row. A cupcake was missing. The head clerk looked at Omar and shook his head. "Omar, there are only 35 cupcakes here. What did you do with the other one?" Omar looked at him and then looked at Earl. "It was here. I don't know." "I'm going to have to tell your father again, Omar. We can't have a missing cupcake."
He told the cupcake junior clerk to take them away, wagging his finger at Omar and said, "Omar, you need to stop eating those cupcakes." Omar tried to say that he didn't eat it, but the head clerk just shook his head and told them to do better tomorrow. Omar and Earl left the kitchen, both wondering what had happened
to the missing cupcake. "Omar," said Earl, "I watched very carefully, but I didn't see anybody put their hand on the tray of cupcakes."
"No," said Omar, "I didn't either."
"Maybe," said Earl, "it happened at the palace gate when I turned around and you had to allow the guard to inspect them."
"I don't know," says Omar. "I like those guards. I don't think they would have taken a cupcake without asking."
"Well," said Earl, "we counted them together and one was missing when we got there. Let's do it again tomorrow and see if we can't watch more carefully."
The next day, they once again went over to the baker, first thing in the morning, with the three-level tray, and they watched very carefully as he put 12 cupcakes on the first level, 12 cupcakes on the second, and 12 cupcakes on the third. The chocolate cupcakes, the sprinkled cupcakes, the ones with the hearts, the ones with the green icing, the ones with little dabs of M&M's stuck in the top. The baker wrapped them all in a big cloth and handed it carefully to Omar. Off they went.
Just before they got to the market, Earl said to Omar, "Omar, you seem to hold the tray of cupcakes in a certain way. Maybe we should try to make sure that if the thief is coming from one side or the other, we know whether he's coming from. So let's put a little piece of icing on the side of the cupcake cloth and always carry that on the left-hand side. If a cupcake is missing from the left, we'll know that's where the thief came from. And if it's missing from the right, we'll know that's where he came from." So they put a little piece of icing on the left-hand side of the cloth, and Omar was careful to always carry the cupcake pan with that piece on the left-hand side. They then went through the market, where Omar got some grapes. Earl kept a careful eye. Whether the cupcake cloth was moved or not, but it wasn't. Then they traveled to the gate of the castle, and this time Earl hung back before he was tested to see if he had a knife. He watched as the guard checked Omar, looked at the cupcake cloth, and very carefully he watched to see whether the guard took a cupcake. He did not, as best Earl could see, but he was a big guard, and he might have blocked his view. He couldn't tell. They both then went up to the pantry, and the cupcake junior clerk motioned them over, and they very carefully laid the pan with a little marking on the left-hand side. The cupcake junior clerk unwrapped it, did the tappity-tap-tap sound with his fingers, and then pulled the cloth off. A moment later, the cupcake head clerk came, nodded at the two boys, and began to count. 12 cupcakes on the top level, 12 cupcakes on the second level. But on the third level, on the bottom level, there were only 11 cupcakes. A cupcake was missing. But this time, Earl noticed that the cupcake missing was there on the left-hand side. That's where the gap was, where they had marked it. And he had an idea. Before he could say anything, he saw the head clerk was again shaking his head and telling Omar, "You only have a couple more chances, and then I'm going to get somebody else to get the cupcakes."
"Oh, no," said Omar. "My dad will be very disappointed."
"I'm sorry, Omar.
A cupcake is missing every day this week, and the only person who carries the cupcakes here are you. So you're not paying attention, or someone's eating the cupcakes when you don't notice." With that, he took the cupcakes and walked away.
The junior clerk looked at him and said, "Omar, you might have to just start getting extra cupcakes." Omar nodded. He and Earl then left. Omar was unhappy. As they walked, Earl said to Omar, "Did you see how every time we go to deliver the cupcakes, we go in through the pantry and you put the cupcake pan down and the cupcake junior clerk comes and removes the cloth?"
"Yes, that's how it always goes."
And did you notice that he always does that funny little tap on the wood just before he whisks away the cloth?"
"Yes," said Omar, "I think that's funny. He says it's a special magic touch that he gives which makes the cupcakes taste better."
"I tried to figure out whether he's using two fingers or three fingers when he makes the tapping sound, but I think he changes it from day to day." Yes, said Earl. It's funny. But I was watching his other hand, his left hand, when he did the tapping with his right hand. I think while he is tapping with his right hand, he's stealing a cupcake from under the cloth with his left. So when he swishes away the cloth, the missing cupcake is hidden in his left hand. No, said Omar. You think that junior clerk is stealing one of the cupcakes right in front of us when we are not paying attention? Yes, said Earl. But I'm not sure, because he does it very smoothly. But I think the cupcakes are there until he comes to remove the cloth. I think he takes one right before the head clerk arrives. Well, then, said Omar, next time I'll just tell the head clerk. He can check the pockets of the junior clerk and find that extra cupcake. Maybe, said Earl. But there are many shelves behind them, and the junior clerk could easily hide the cupcake before the head clerk notices. And if you tell on the junior clerk, and he's already hidden the cupcake, the head clerk might just think you're blaming his assistant. Then you'd be in deeper trouble. Oh, what should we do? Said Omar. Earl said, I think I have a plan. And Earl explained it to him. Omar nodded. That might work. They would try it out the next day. So Omar and Earl went down to the baker and they bought one cupcake, just like the ones that go to the castle. They took it home. With the help of Earl's mother, they went into the cupboard and asked whether she had any spicy hot sauces. Yes, said his mother, I have several. I have a bottle of regular hot sauce, which is good. I have red hot sauce, which I like. And I have a bottle of this fire engine hot sauce, which your uncle likes. Earl was looking at the various bottles, and he saw a dusty bottle behind the three. What about that bottle in the back? Isn't that one? Said Earl. Oh, that one, said his mother. You don't want that one. That's crazy volcanic burn sauce. That's so hot that we use it to keep bugs out of the kitchen. Just a drop of that, and your whole mouth feels like it's on fire. It is extra, extra spicy. It says on the bottle that you have to keep it away from anyone under 21. Yep, said Earl, nodding. That's the one we want. But Earl, said his mother, you do not even want to have it on your fingers, it's so hot. Don't worry, said Earl. We're not going to eat it. It's just for an experiment. So then Earl and Omar very carefully took the bottle, opened it without getting any on their hands, and squirted crazy volcanic burn sauce inside their cupcake. The next day, in the morning, they went down and met at the baker's and saw that there were 36 cupcakes on three different rows. Earl carefully pulled out a sprinkled cupcake on the left-hand side, gave it to Omar for his pocket, and put in the volcanic burn cupcake in its place. They wrapped up the tray in fabric, and put a little mark of icing on the left-hand side, and off they went. They stopped at the grape seller, who gave them some grapes. Earl kept a careful eye on anybody who was approaching Omar and the cupcakes. They went through the guard tower, where the two guards checked Earl for knives and Omar for weapons. Again, nobody touched the cupcake tray. And then they arrived at the castle kitchen. The cupcake junior clerk waved them in. They put the tray down on the counter where they usually did. Omar and Earl then watched the junior clerk do his little drumbeat, rat-a-tat-tat, with his right hand on the right-hand side of the tray. Earl saw the clerk's left hand disappear behind the fabric, but he couldn't tell if he had taken a cupcake. The junior clerk pulled the fabric away from the tray and stood back just as the head clerk arrived. Once again, he counted the cupcakes. 12 on top, 12 on the second layer, but on the third, the bottom layer, there were only 11. There was sadness on the head clerk's face. Omar, this is the last time. There are only 11 cupcakes. The clerk looked at Omar with a frown, but he was surprised to see that Omar was smiling. No, sir. I brought an extra cupcake just in case one was missing. Here is the extra sprinkle cupcake. Omar brought out the cupcake and handed it to the head clerk. The head clerk nodded and said, Okay, Omar, that was a good boy. I don't know why they're missing, but we have 36. That's fine. I'm glad we have all 36. He patted Omar on the shoulder and left with the cupcake tray. The cupcake junior clerk then turned and smiled at Omar and said, "That was smart, Omar. You brought an extra cupcake in case one went missing." "Yes," said Omar. "I don't know where they go, but I thought I'd better have an extra one." "That's smart. You're using your head," said the junior clerk, tapping his side of his head. "You bring an extra cupcake every day, and you'll be just fine." Omar looked at Earl, and the two of them said together, "Okay." The next day, Omar did bring another cupcake, but he didn't think he'd need it. When they arrived at the pantry, instead of the cupcake junior clerk, it was the cupcake head clerk. Omar asked him, "Where's the junior clerk?" And the head clerk said, "He didn't feel well yesterday. He was sick all day. Today, the doctor said he had eaten something that didn't agree with him." Omar nodded. Then he and Earl explained to the head clerk what had been happening to the missing cupcakes and why they knew it was the junior clerk. The head clerk nodded and said, "I thought the junior clerk was eating our cupcakes, but I could never catch him. And without your hot sauce, I wouldn't have caught him. He came to me just after you delivered the cupcakes and handed me a note. He said that he couldn't talk, that his mouth was burning yesterday, and he had to go home right away. Since we don't use that many hot sauces, I don't know what he had done. But thanks for helping us find the thief." "As a reward," the cupcake head clerk said, "have a cupcake." The end.